Mark Rosswood is here to talk about his new book, The Ultimate Guide for Gay Dads, and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new book.
My new book is like a regular parenting book, but what it does is it takes the information that's geared towards mothers, and it takes that out of the book and replaces it with information that's relevant to men and gay dads. So you won't find information like how to get the perfect nipple latch while you're breastfeeding. Instead, you'll get information like, how do you know the difference between breast milk and formula? How do you know what's best for your child? Things like that.
What was your inspiration for writing it?
Well, my inspiration for this book, after we had our son, we realized that getting to the point where we have children and we expand our families, that's a big hurdle in itself. But there's also so much that happens after we have children, and a lot of that's not really talked about, such as the questions that we get asked as LGBT parents, the scenarios that occur. I wanted to kind of incorporate that to make it easy for parents going forward. So in this book, you'll find things like how to find LGBT-friendly schools, how to find LGBT-friendly pediatricians, how to answer awkward questions that you get. And I wanted to make sure that with this book, I took in as much information from other people as possible to talk about different scenarios. So this book will include information from pediatricians, educators, lawyers, and lots of other gay dads.
What would you like to accomplish with this book?
Basically, what I'd like to happen is I want more resources out there for LGBTQ parents, and I want to make it easier for them. There are a lot of scenarios that come up as being an LGBTQ parent, and the resources out there are kind of lacking, and what is available seems to be very fragmented. So I wanted to get as much information as possible in one location just to make it easier for people going forward.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
Pretty much the same thing with creating this book. I do want to make it easier for LGBTQ parents. I want to make more resources available to them and also point them in the right direction where they can learn more, where they can find community, and just make a better community that's more accepting for us as families.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
This is kind of a tough one. I know with this administration, we have a lot of things negatively impacting our community. And I think it's very important for us to be united. It's not just our community that's being targeted. And I think what we need to do is unify together and, you know, hit this head front going forward. And I think the number one thing that we can do that'll have the biggest impact is vote. In the last election that we just had, we saw the most transgender candidates winning their spots. We saw a lot of diversity winning. We saw people that were against our rights being booted out. And I think that's really great. And we have to remember it's important for us to vote not just in the presidential elections, but all the other elections as well, because governor positions, senator positions, houses or positions in Congress, they're all very important for us to fight for equality along the way.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's presidency?
This is a difficult one as well. There's so much negativity out there in the world. And I think it's really important for people to find their tribe, to find people that will accept you for who you are, to find people that will support you no matter what point you are in your life. And to try to ignore the negativity that's out there, band together as a community, and work together to create positive change in the world. There's a lot of resources out there. There's the Trevor Project, GLSEN, which helps with schools, and GLAAD helping with the media. I think look out for those organizations and reach out to them if you need help and see if there's anything you can do to join them and help create positive change.
How can people get information about your books?
So people can go to my website. It's ericrosswood.com. Rosswood is spelled R-O-S-S-W-O-O-D. I also have the books available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and pretty much wherever books are sold.
What other projects are you working on?
So right now I'm focusing on getting the word out with this book. I've worked with organizations like the Family Equality Council, Modern Family Alliance. There's a conference, Men Having Babies, to help people expand their families that way as well. So I've been working with organizations and getting the word out about this book, and basically the rest is just being a dad, doing the best I can.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. I would say my favorite quote is from Boy George in the song Unfinished Business. There's a line in his song that says, "Heaven and hell are right here on earth, decided by your own free will." And I reflect on that quote often. And, you know, we can choose to look at the bright side of things or the negative things. We can choose to be stuck with something that's bad, or we can choose to make positive change. And that quote just always reminds me to, you know, look for the good, and if it's not out there, work to make it good yourself.